Psachim, Perek Tes Mishnah Ches. We're continuing our discussion of a Korban Pesach which can't be used before Lakrova. And because of that, you have to take off the Kedushas HaGuf or you have to use it for a different purpose. Here we have a case, HaPesach Shenis Arv Bezvochim. The Pesach got mixed up, the Shepsel got mixed up together with other animals that were already Hukdash for other Korbanis. You have three Kvasim. The Rav says three Tloim. One is for Pesach, one is Oshom, and one is Oilo. And they got mixed up together. Now, the real truth of the matter is, this is halacha you find, this type of halacha, you find Barichus and Mesechas Tmura and some Mesechas Vachim. We have different Korbanos get mixed up. And not always is that automatically a problem. If you have, l'mashal, a Korban Oilo and a Korban Oshom, it's less of a problem. Why? Because you can be mak of the carbon, you don't have to have in mind the halacha is stoma l'shma. So when you're mak of the carbon, the shechita kabbalah halacha zrika, the kohen does the avodah, he has in mind whatever the carbon is, and if he doesn't have in mind, the carbon is kosher anyways. There's no mitzvah tzichus kavana by carbonus. All it is that a machshav shaloi l'shma passels. So he doesn't have in mind which carbon is it, whichever carbon it is. And then he takes the dam and he's zerik the dam. So when you're dealing with an oilo and an oshom, that zirikas hadam is the same zirikas hadam. Both of them, ashmat and shtayim shein arba, on the bottom of them is bech. Chatos is more problematic, because chatos is nesinas dam al arba kronish of the mizbech. We just mentioned carbon oilo and oshom, also not so poshut. Why? Because you have another problem of some place where you can't just do it pistomius. The fact of the matter is that Oshom, the Bosser, is eaten by Kahanim, it's Kachkad Oshom. And Oilo, all the Bosser, it goes on the Mizbeach. So what are you supposed to do? And because of that, you can't just say throw out the Bosser. You can't, on the Klala Dover is, you don't need to know which carbon you're bringing as long as the Matan Domim and the Hishtamshus, the Achilas HaBosser, if it's Le Mizbeach or it's Le Kahanim or Yisraelim, is the same. Even if there's a Chilik Lamashal between a carbon, a good example would be an oshom mixed up with a shlomim. So there, again, don't have in mind what it is. The matan domim is shtayim shein arba, and then it has to be eaten. By the way, there's a difference with legabi the shchita. Kochim kalim, can be nishchat b'chol mokim mazor, kochim kadoshim has to be b'tzofen. Okay, so you'll do it b'tzofen. The fact that is that bosor of kochim kadoshim has to be eaten bo azora al yedei zichri kuhuna. Shlomim could be eaten in Gantz Yerushalayim, and it could be eaten by anybody who's Tohor. Less of a problem. You'll feed it to Kehanim, Zichrei Kuhuna, in Azor, you'll be Machmir. The problem is also that since more of the Basra could be left over, that's called being Mevi Korban L'dei HaPsul. So even that's a problem. So very often, two Korbanos mixed together, the problem is not the Zrikas Dam, the problem is the Achilas Basra. Over here, you have both. The Zrikas Dam of Pesach is Mavur and Perek Ezim will come as Shvichachas Keneged HaYisoid. And the Zrikas Dam of other Korbanos is different. The only Korban that's similar to Pesach in the Zrikas Dam is Bechor. That's going to be the end of the Mishnah. So if you have a Pesach Shenizah B'Zvachim, you have a problem. The Halach is Kulon Yiru Adshi Yistoavu, all of them. You set them up in a situation where they'll become Bali Mumim. Once they're Bali Mumim, you can be paid to the Kedushas HaGov from the Behemoth via Mokru. You have a problem because part of your neder is when you were magdish a tla, let's say that's worth 10 sloim for a Pesach, and you were magdish a tla that's worth less for the osham, for the oilo. So you're mechuyiv to the Pesach from that one. Now, because you don't know which one was the tla that was worth 10 sloim, you're mechuyev to all of them, it's ala sofik, to the price of 10 sloim. So what should you do? V'yovi b'dmei ha'yofesh b'hem, if the domim of the best one, of the three, was a 10 sloim, that is the amount that you're mechuyev sh'b'hem minzeh, you're mechuyev to use that amount for a carbon pesach. Now you don't have, because if you add up all three, one is worth 10, the other two are worth 7.5. So you have a grand total of 25 sloim that you made off selling these three tloim. You have 25, you have to bring three kabbanas of 5. 3 kabbanas, I'm sorry, of 10. So mel v'haloch is midmei hayofa shebehem imin zeh. Every single one you have to bring midmei hayofa outside asofik. V'yafsin amoysim imbeisim. You'll have to shell out 5 slime from your own pocket in order to bring all 3 of them for the price of 10. Like we said, there's one kedusha that has this one other carbon that has the same matan domim. Nisarev b'bechayrois. If it's mixed up with bechayrois, Reb Shimon oimer. You have over there, you have a different problem because the only ones that could eat from the carbon b'chor is the kehanim. Kedushas b'chor is that it's given to the kehanim, it's eaten by the kehanim. So because of that, you don't have a problem else, the disparate matan dom, because these two matan dom are the same. But you have a problem that it could only be eaten by kehanim. No. Reb Shimon says, chaburas kehanim, yoichu. If it's a chabura of kehanim, so they could eat that as a carbon pesach or b'chor, whichever one it is. There's only one catch. That over here, we're talking about Bechor is Kachem Kalam, it can be eaten Shteyom V'laylo Echot. Korban Pesach could only be eaten that night. The Tanakama holds that in this case, you can't be Mevi, that we used the Shmach before, Ein Mevi in Kachem L'Beis Hapsul. You can't bring a Korban in a situation where you compromise that the Bosor is going to be Nifsal, because the time is going to run out on it too early. Smelly, you can't do this either. It's only when you have 2 kabbanas in the same amount of time. Also, if you had 2 kabbanas, 2 carbon pesachs with different owners, that's a problem that we'll see in the next Mishnah. But at least over there, the problem is only mitzad that the oichlam have to be monu, but the zmano achilo and the oifino akrov is the same. Over here, you have a problem, the zmano achilo. So that's a machlokes tanoim. It's machlokes tanoim. Kamen Reb Shimon, and that we pass on like the rabbanon. Mishnah test. Chabura she'ovad pischo. There's a chabur of 30 people on Nimna on a Korban Pesach. They lost their Korban Pesach. V'omer le'echod, they tell one of the group, Tzeva bakesh u'shchoit aleinu. Find the... They ask him to please be matrich. Find the lost shepsel. Identify it. And bring it. You be the one. Go ahead and shchoit aleinu. V'holach u'motze v'shochat. Problem is, they didn't know. They weren't going to miss this man. They didn't know if he was going to find, if he was going to be matzliach. So they took another seh, v'hem lokchu v'shochutu, im shaloi nishchat v'yishoin, hu oichu mishaloi, he shechted. And he shechted, obviously, for all of them. And it was first. So they're all nimna on that one, obviously. Hu oichu mishaloi, v'hem oichu mishaloi. They didn't exclude themselves. They took another one outside HaSofik. But the ma'aseh, they don't mind being part of his Pesach. That was their first choice. Im shalohen nishchat v'yishoin, if theirs was nishchat v'yishoin, hey, Michael Mishalahan, this is now their Korban Pesach. But he, L'chayru, is not included. Since he found his Korban Pesach, their Korban Pesach, they disincluded themselves from his Korban Pesach, but he's still Nimna on that one. V'hu Eichel Mishalai. V'im eni yedua ezim mehem nishchat v'yishin, you have a suffix. What are you supposed to eat? Oyshe shachatu shneim ke'echot, or it happens that they were nishchat ke'echot. What does that mean, they were nishchat ke'echot? To the exact second, Chazal say all over Yevshal Tzamtzim. So it means weiter. It's not Yedua, Ezim Hem Nishchat V'Yishoin. Not because of Chesaron Yedir, but because on the clock it's hard to go to the split second. So Maisi, you're left here with a Sofik, but you're not left with a Sofik in the Hakrova. The Hakrova was certainly whichever one was first. If his was first, his included all of them, like the Mishnah said before. If theirs is first, so theirs includes theirs, and his includes his. The problem is only gabi the achilo. Since you don't know which one you're eating from, you can't eat. You can't eat from a Korban Pesach, you're not nimna. So that's not ma'akiv. They're both yoitza da akrova's Korban Pesach. They're both boinis, not yoitza achilo's Korban Pesach. So mele hu oichu mishaloi, because he certainly could eat. If either it included everybody or included at least him. Heim ain't a moichel mima, because they don't know if they're on theirs or if they're on part of his. For shalahem theirs, since it can't be eaten, yetzel lebeis hasreifa. Beis hasreifa is bazar, the mokum where they burn psulim, psuli hamukdashim. Upturim milasas pesach sheni, because the hakrova was kedasu kedin. It's only the achila, which is not niskayim. Omalohen, what happens? Let's say it plays out like this. They send him on a search mission. Say, find ushkoit. Omalan, he makes up with them like this. He wants to avoid the situation. Imicharti, if I'm going to be looking, I'm going to miss this man akrova. So obviously, tzu v'shachatu aloi. So then I'm telling you I want to be part of the Korban Pesach that you're going to shach. The idea is over here, the Mefarshim explained, the Rav brings, that over here, Be'etzim, we're not anymore part of the Pesach HaRishon. He also told them, be Memanami on the Pesach HaSheni. That's the Knetch over here, is in the Sefer. We're Taka being Moshech Yudayim from Minui on the first Pesach. So now they have their carbon. He found, Lamaisa, he found the behemoth in Shochat. They found, they had theirs, and they were Shochat the new one. Im Shalohen Nishchat Rishon. If theirs was Nishchat Rishon, he's part of theirs. Heinechum Shalohen Voichlanimoyim. We don't say that he's now on his Faket. He's Nimna with them. He told them to be Mamanim. He's Nimna with them. He was Menem Atzmoy from the first one. However, Im Shalohen Nishchat Rishon. So then he's going back to his, Huaychum Shaloi, but they're not part of his. Again, because he told them, Shecht for me, so what he's doing is he's being Moshech, but now that he's Shechted, what he's doing is he's again including himself on his, but they're not included anymore on his. So Huaychum Shaloi, Vein Huaychum Shalohen. And now you have the same thing. Vimein, Yidu Mezem Nishchet Rishon. Oishashoch, Adushneim Kechot. So either way, there's a Suffolk, but the Suffolk is on that Chilo. Not on that krova, the din is hein oichel mishalahen v'hein oichel imoyim. He's definitely part of theirs. He told them he was nimna on theirs, but I'm sorry, hein oichel mishalahen. They're definitely on theirs. The shaila is only on him whether he made himself nimna on his or he went with the original what he told them. When you find I'm nimna with you. So he doesn't know if he's part of this or part of this. Who in Yechliman? V'shalo yotzel beis ha-sefer. But the Maisa HaKrovah, he was yotzel. So potim alasas Pesach Sheni. Oma lohem v'omru loy. They made a minu in both directions. He was memana them for him. They memana him for them. Oma lohem v'omru loy. So eichlim kulam in harishen. So again, that krov is okay, but there's a shal of that chilo. Shneim yaitzel beis ha-sveifa. A fourth case. Loi oma lohen v'loi omru loi. He went out by himself. They're looking around. He went out in one direction. He found. En machram zel azeh. Samil, they were misalik themselves. Nobody, he was never memana himself as part of their new behema. And they, when they found theirs, they're not nimna on his. So Mamela, they're starting again from scratch. They have theirs, he has his, and then each one is b'shalohen, and then each one's achilo is on the carbon, which is this: his on his, theirs on them, and they have no shaks to each other.